Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, y'all, I'm crazy this morning. Hey, y'all. This is the 40 is the 8 podcast, and I am your host, Kat Branch. Y'all know what we do over here. We are talking about all things faith, family, and fitness, and getting to the good life. And this morning, February 9th, 2019, we are talking about faith. That's our focus today, is faith. And it has been a long week. Your girl has been struggling a little bit as of what, maybe Thursday night, going into Friday morning. And we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that this morning. This morning, I'm over here sipping on some water. But I have a new partner in crime this morning while I'm recording, because normally I have me a delicious cup of Bustelo, and because I am under attack and because I'm fighting, because this cold will not get me, I have this is Bigelow Chamomile Mint Tea with some freshly squeezed lemon juice in it this morning, because I'm going to get it together. I'm not going into my birthday tomorrow feeling like what I felt like on yesterday. However, if God says otherwise that you need to sit down then on your birthday, then that's what I'm going to do. But I am prayerful that is not my story, and that over the course of this day, I will get better and better. And I'm already feeling better. I'm taking some Theraflu. I took some Theraflu nighttime last night. I took two doses of that, and this morning I took my daytime Theraflu. So I'm gonna get it together. And now we're gonna get into this good podcast. So today's podcast is titled, You Can't Pour from an Empty Cup. And yes, I said can't. I'm not correcting it, because sometimes there will be podcasts that require incorrect English. Because the way that I felt yesterday, can't was what I was feeling in my heart. So again, pardon me if I sip a little water or sip a little tea throughout this podcast this morning. Bear with me. I have something very good to share with you this morning. So again, you can't pour from an empty cup. And the three main points that I have three main points that I'll be having you take, that I'm taking away from this situation this morning. And hopefully you'll be able to gain some insight from these this morning. I pulled them from a scripture that I found, well, not that I found, but that I knew and I'm going to share with you this morning. And it's actually coming from Luke chapter 22, verses 42 and 43. And that scripture reads, Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. And so I arrived at that yesterday because I have been noticing that I have been tired for a couple of weeks now. But you know how we do. You keep going and going and going, and sometimes, you know, you think that resting is laying in the bed watching TV or on your phone or whatever. And resting is resting your mind, your body, and your spirit all at the same time. And you could be sitting in a chair doing that. You don't have to lay down, but you have to be aware of when you have basically exhausted yourself. And so in this scripture, again, Jesus went to God and he was saying, you know, he was empty. And he was asking God to remove this cup from me, but not my will, but your will be done. And then God strengthened him. And so the 3 points that I want to focus on based on this scripture are suffering, surrender, and sustain. So when we think about suffering, and when I think about an empty cup is will cause you to suffer. Because, you know, a lot of times what we're doing is, I know for me, I love to encourage people. I love to listen to people and whatever experiences they're having, whether good or bad. And I love to encourage them. Like, it is just something that I was created to do. I just, you know, I feel my best when I am encouraging someone. But what I realized is, you know, you're encouraging people, but how are you replenishing yourself? And so last night, after I had written down the notes for the show, what I realized as I was writing the notes to the show is that I have created my weekly schedule for, you know, my itinerary for every week. And what I realized is, like, three days of the week I was doing devotion, and then maybe 2 or 3 days I was doing my devotion in the morning, and then the other 3 days I was working out in the mornings. And so I felt like, well, that's going to be best for me. But on those 3 days when I'm working out in the morning, I'm missing my devotion, because I would tell myself, oh, well, I'll do my devotion at lunch, or I will do my devotion at night before I go to bed. And I do a devotion with my son at night, but it's not specifically what I need to be doing for myself. So yes, whatever I do for him at night, that's not enough for me, that I need to make sure that I'm refilling my cup. I wasn't doing that. So last night I said, my devotion time in the morning is non-negotiable. I have to devote time in the morning to my devotion, to prayer, to meditation, to getting myself in order in this mind first. Because if I'm not getting myself in order, what can I mentally and spiritually, what is it that I can do for someone else? And for the past couple of weeks, there have been things that have been back to back. And I'm not talking about things that are bad. I mean, you know, I had a friend reach out to me because they were having an issue, and I'm trying to encourage them. And then my son was sick. You know, I always, you know, I have my husband who is still obviously grieving the loss of his dear friend. And, you know, there are people all around me that require encouragement. And if we're empty, what can we possibly give to them? And what happens with depletion is, when you're depleted and you're still trying to give, you become angry with the wrong things. When I'm depleted, my fuse is short. When I tell you, not even short, it's short, as my granddaddy would. we're from the South. My granddaddy would say short. My fuse is short. I don't have a lot of time for nothing when I'm empty. Nothing. And so what I realized last night is, like, look, you have health goals, and those goals are very important. God wants me to be healthy. He created my body, so of course he wants me to be healthy. But more importantly, in order to be able to sustain all of the things that I need to do, I need to make sure that I spend time with him first. Go to him first. Take everything to him first, and stop trying to, you know, operate from a place of emptiness. Because then when I look back on some of the things where I popped off or got annoyed or was being a little testy with my husband or with my son, it's because you're empty. So little things that somebody else is asking you to do about anything seems to set me off. And so it's like, prioritize, Kat. What's most important? What's most important is that I spend time with God every day because I can't pour from an empty cup. So when I looked up empty, I also put here depleted in next to empty. And so when I'm talking about suffering, my suffering is brought on by my depletion, containing nothing. That's the definition for depleted. Not filled or occupied. Nothing. Nada. Zilch. You ain't got nothing. Depleted. Use up the supply or resources of. Now, that's just like your bank account. If you ain't got no money in your bank, what you gonna buy? You gonna swipe your card? You can swipe it, but they're gonna say decline because why? Your resources are depleted. You don't have any money. It's empty. So you can't buy nothing. You can't have nothing. So we have to remember it. Like if I've used up all of my resources and then I'm not refilling them for daily by spending time with God, then what can I expect? Yeah, I'm gonna be aggravated. Yeah, I'm gonna feel like people are pulling on me. Yeah, because I'm trying to do it within my will. And I'm human. I am human, y'all. I don't have an unlimited reserve. I don't, not within my own strength, but I do have an unlimited reserve that's tied to my Savior, that's tied to my Father and my Master, God, whom I love. So if I want to tap into that unlimited reserve, then I need to make sure I'm tapping into Him and connecting with Him every day. Because with my own strength and abilities, I am going to use my resources up. Some synonyms for deplete are exhausted, used up, consumed, expended, spend, drain, empty, sap, milked. But the first one, synonym, exhausted. You're trying to pour from a cup and you won't have anything in it. So every little bit that you're trying to give to somebody else, yes, I could still encourage people, but at the end of the day, it is going to dry me up completely. And like I said, then it'll have you being annoyed with people for legitimate, they might have legitimate requests, but it seems trivial to you, and it seems like, oh, you're annoying me, you're getting on my nerves. And that's because you don't have room for anything anymore because you're empty, you're depleted, you're bringing on your own suffering. And so then with Jesus, he realized. He said, Father, remove this cup from me. But he said, not my will, but yours. Sometimes there are going to be seasons where, hey, we are going to get empty. But once you realize that you are empty, you have to acknowledge that. And you go to, and I'm, and it's so funny. Yesterday when I was, again, started to feel not so well. I said, oh my God, this light came on all of a sudden. But really and truly, I had kind of realized like 2 weeks ago that I was tired. and that I needed to get it together and I needed to really rest. And so then last night, I said, you know what? I'm going to take this time. I'm going to take this medicine. I'm going to lay in this bed. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to worship God. And I woke up this morning and I realized that it was something spiritual that I was dealing with. Because this morning, although I'm not 100%, I feel much better than I felt yesterday. Because what did I do? I came in the house and I realized again that I was depleted. I was empty. And then I said, you know what? I surrender. Because you know, a lot of times when you're exhausted and you're running on empty, you still try to push, which then makes it worse. But last night I said, no, I am going to surrender to this feeling that I'm having, how my body is feeling, how I'm physically feeling. I mean, I had aches and pains and everything by the time I came in the house last night. And I said, oh Lord, this is taking me out. But I took that medicine. I started playing some worship music. And although I didn't feel physically better, mentally I felt better. Because I acknowledged what it was that I was going through. I surrendered to the process and recognized you need to sit down, you need to chill, you need to say, Lord, help me. And that's exactly what I did. Stop trying to push through when you know you need time for yourself. Listen, we cannot sacrifice ourselves for other people. You cannot. What does that do? You have to be mindful of your health, maintaining your mental, physical, and spiritual health. And it's just like I said, I think a couple of weeks ago, when you're on an airplane, what they tell you, you can't put the oxygen mask on somebody else before you put it on yourself. You need to put it on yourself first so that then you can help other people. Because so what good is it that you put the oxygen mask on your child and then you pass out and then what? So remember, there's an order to things. And the order is that you always make sure that you're replenishing what it is that you've lost. And as I'm saying this to myself, it's like I am committed to the devotion time, the time with God in the mornings, to replenish myself every day. Because what good does it serve me to focus on my physical body and then my spiritual man is weak and not strong? Because at the end of the day, I'm going to need that spiritual man to talk to this body and say, get in line with what the word of God says. Get in line with what you're thinking. Because what does the scripture says? As a man thinketh, so is he. So it all starts up here. It all starts with the spirit man and with our mental and remembering that. Because a lot of times you could be feeling crazy. You could be feeling like, I can't do this, I can't do that. But when you start to change your mind about things, it changes everything. Everything. It changes everything. Because I'm telling you, yesterday when I got in that car, I was feeling so bad. And I was going to play, I don't know what I was going to play. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember what it was I was listening to. But I said, oh no, let me stop that. Let me put on my worship album. And I put on my worship album, my worship playlist that I love. And there's a song called So Will I. And I'll put, I'm going to try to put the link or some information about that song in the show notes. And when I tell you, I started listening to that and singing and praising God in the car, and I thought to myself, and I started to feel mentally better. You know, because sometimes when you're not feeling good, and this is across the board, if you're not feeling good, if physically if you're feeling sick, or if there's stuff going on. A lot of times, if you can change your mind about, again, perception, if you could change your mind about how you're perceiving the situation, how you're thinking about it, you can really start to feel better. Really start to feel better about what it is that you're going through, or really get yourself in the headspace to focus on, okay, what are the opportunities here for me to turn this situation around? And you can do it. But again, it's all about perception. It's all about surrender. You know, God, you can do more with this than I can. So help me. Help me right now in this situation. So we said we got suffering, which is our depletion. We don't empty, but we're still trying to do what we want to do. We're still trying to, you know, do this, do that. But then in that depletion, you know, some anger is coming up because you're pouring from an empty cup. Why people always do this? People always need some, you know, this. But he didn't tell me to carry it. He told me to cast my cares on him because he cares for me. And casting my cares are not, you know, necessarily might not be my cares. They might be the cares that somebody has shared with me that then I can't take to God for them. And so then we're surrendering. Remember, so after that, we're suffering. We recognize it. Look, hey, Lord, I'm suffering. I need your help right now. Then I surrender. And surrendering is control. Voluntarily giving up control. I'm giving it up. I'm giving up my control. And the key word is voluntarily. When I surrender, I'm not, I'm voluntarily giving it up. God is not going to force me to give it up. I have to make up my mind that, you know, I'm giving this up. So I'm relinquishing control. I'm going to give it up voluntarily to him. And I'm asking him, because in my surrender, I want him to help me. Take this cup from me, Lord. Fill my cup back up, Lord. And then the last point is he's going to sustain. And after he says, not my will, but your will be done. The last part says, then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. So after he acknowledged and surrendered, then an angel of the Lord strengthened him. Strengthen says, I'm being sustained. I'm being strengthened in my weakness. And only God is able to strengthen us. I can physically, and it's the same thing when you think in terms of your muscles. If I want something to work, if I want to build my biceps or my quads or whatever, I have to put some pressure on them. I have to apply some pressure to them in order to strengthen them. And with my relationship with Christ, if I want to strengthen that relationship, then that means that what I need to do is that I need to make sure that I'm spending time with him every day so that my cup can be filled, so that I can be strengthened. And I can't put other things ahead of that. I cannot continue to put things ahead of that, because what I realized is, you know, for so long, I think from being overweight most of my life, I have focused on my weight and my physical, what I look like, for more than half of my life, probably I'm gonna be 43, y'all. I mean, honestly, probably for the past 35 years, I have totally and completely focused on my body for so long. And it is my spirit man that is the problem because everything else falls into place when your relationship with Christ is right. When you're doing what you're supposed to be doing for the kingdom, everything else will fall into place. And so what I've discovered is that my devotion and meditation in the morning isn't an option. It will be the first thing that I do every morning. Where I'm going, I cannot afford to neglect my spiritual health. Can't afford to, not any further. Can't do it any longer. Because you know what? People need encouragement. The world needs us. They need us. And you're only going to go so far when you have not refilled your cup. You're only going to go so far. You're only going to go so far. The way that the where God is taking me, I have, it is imperative that my priority every day, my first priority is to Him. It's imperative. And so I have to remember that I have to refill this cup so that I can bear, so that I can bear things. Not that I can bear them, excuse me, so that I can take them to Him, cast them on Him. Because, well, again, He cares for me. And the last scripture I wanted to share with us, with y'all today is Lamentations 3, 21 to 23, because this is it complements this scripture. It complements Luke 22, 42 to 43. And Lamentations 3, 21, 23 says, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in Him." And let me share that to you in the Message version. It reads, "God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great your faithfulness is." I'm sticking with God. I say it over and over. That's renewing my mind daily, y'all. He's all I've got left. That's how the Message version of Lamentations reads. When you're empty, you gotta go to the source, y'all. Because He's all we have left. There's nothing else that can fill you up when you're empty but God. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing. And right there where it says in the Message, God's loyal love couldn't have run out. Couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. He won't dry up. You gonna dry up. I'm gonna dry up. But God won't dry up. And that's good. He is not going to dry up. So to keep me from drying up, you know what I'm gonna do? He number one every day. He number one every day. First thing. Lord, it's me and you. Let's do this. It's funny in the back of my mind. I'm thinking, I can hear what's the Black Eyed Peas song? Let's get it started. Huh? Let's get it started. Sorry, y'all. But hey, it's the truth. If I'm gonna get it started, I need to get it started with him every day. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that as I'm closing out this 42nd year of my life and moving into the year of 43, that I am renewed, that he will sustain me as long as my granddaddy used to say, as long as I keep my hand in God's hand. My granddaddy used to always tell me that, keep your hand in God's hand, boo-boo. I was his boo-boo. Yes, that's right. And I'm sharing this on the podcast. Keep your hand in God's hand, boo-boo. He never told me to keep my hand in his. He never told me. That was his word. My husband says it now, and it's so hilarious. Keep your hand in God's hand, boo-boo. So, y'all remember, keep your hand in God's hand. It will never fail. And you got to be ready. Me just doing, living however I want to live, it's delaying somebody else from what they need. Because again, as I said, I think I shared this on Instagram, it's not about us. We're a blessing to be a blessing. We're blessed to be a blessing, excuse me. So again, as I close out chapter 42 and move into 43, I am grateful to God. I'm grateful for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the indifferent. I am grateful for it because as I sit here today on February 9th, I have joy. I have joy, and I am moving into a new phase of life. So as I close out the podcast again, I want to say thank you for listening. I'm sorry if it had been all over the place, but this was definitely on my heart to share this morning about pouring from an empty cup, because we can't do anything when we're empty. So I'll be back next week with another podcast. As I said, we'll be here every Saturday on the podcast. I'm excited. Thank you for listening. I hope you share. And remember, be kind to each other. Be kind to people, especially when it's hard, because those folks need it more than anybody. And remember, it's all good because it's all God. Take care, and I'll talk to you next week.